as well as globally. Look into the benefits, including career skills and money for college. Take a moment. Go to NationalGuard.com today.
Sponsored by the Louisiana National Guard, aired by the Louisiana Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Injured in an accident? Call Creed and Creed in Monroe for local experienced representation. This is KNBB Dubuque, Ruston, Monroe, 97.7.
It's time for Bleed Tech Blue Radio, brought to you by First National Bank. This is your source for Louisiana Tech sports news. For the next 90 minutes, Bleed Tech Blue Radio goes deep inside Tech football, basketball, and recruiting. Tonight's show on ESPN 97.7 is also brought to you by O'Neill Gas, Brister's Smokehouse, Brennan Dodge, Dairy Queen, Ideal Portable Buildings, and Scott Seafood. Text us on the Fairway Carts text line at 888-993-7762. Here's your host, Ben Carlisle.
Another day, another dollar. Welcome in to Bleed Tech Blue Radio. I am your host, Ben Carlisle, joined once again by my co-host, Beck Haynes. How you doing tonight, Beck?
Doing good, BC. Glad to be here.
It is. As Louisiana Tech gets prepared for the rivalry in Dixie with Southern Miss coming to Joe I. Stadium this week. I'll put it this way. If Tech loses this game to Southern Miss, I think it's fair to say you can effectively count them out of the Western Division race.
Right, I agree, and I mentioned it last week. This is at least for me personally, this is kind of a rivalry game. I feel like I said that we had some gritty games with Southern Miss, and so I'm looking forward to having them into Joe IA and just hoping that we can take care of business. And I think you're right. If we lose this one, it's going to be tough. North Texas is playing great right now. UTSA is doing well. So if we lose another conference game, it'll be tough.
Yeah, it absolutely will. As always, you can text us on the Fairway Carts hotline, or you can call us on the Fairway Carts hotline at 888-993-7762. We have two pairs of Louisiana Tech versus Southern Miss tickets to give away tonight. You can text us on the text line. Text us your name and your number, and we'll announce a winner.
On the first, is it fourth and ninth?
The fourth texter and the ninth texter.
Yeah, right. Okay.
And we'll give away our tickets in the last segment at 7:15. We'll announce our winner. You can claim your tickets at the Sports Talk 97.7 studio here in Ruston. Certainly excited to give away these pairs of tickets for such a good matchup anticipated this weekend. Just to give a little preview of the show, here in just a sec, we're going to get into a few Conference USA scores from this past weekend. In case you missed this past Saturday in college football, and the NFL for that matter, it was complete pandemonium. You have four top 10 teams go down. In Conference USA, you have North Texas knock off UTSA with a 97-yard drive in the final minute to defeat the Roadrunners 29-26. One heck of a football game. But, you know, it is what it is. I think, Tech loses to UAB 2 weeks ago. But if Tech would have played again this past Saturday, we've seen it many a times, Tech might have been upset by whoever they played this past week. So looking at Conference USA scores from last week, as I mentioned, North Texas knocks off UTSA 29-26. Marshall defeats Old Dominion 35-3. Old Dominion's offensive struggles continue to rear their ugly head. Marshall is looking like the team to beat in the Eastern Division along with Florida Atlantic. Lane Kiffin has the Owls rolling in the right direction. Both of those schools are 2-0 early on in conference play. Western Kentucky defeats Charlotte. Charlotte's bottom dweller in Conference USA along with UTEP. UTEP is a team second week under interim coach Mike Price after firing Sean Kugler. They fall to Tech's opponent this week, Southern Miss, 24-6. I believe that game was played 24-0. They got blanked by the Golden Eagles, but that game was played in Hattiesburg. We'll talk more about that game here in a little bit, but Southern Miss didn't play their cleanest ball game they've ever played, but when you're playing an inferior opponent, you hold them to 147 total yards. You come out with the victory. Another surprise, Beck, you and I were talking about it, UAB, they seem to really be establishing themselves as a gritty ball club after a 25-23 victory over Middle Tennessee.
Right, I got him another one. I mean, they're hungry. We talked about that being a potential trouble for Tech, and it looks like they're kind of wreaking havoc in the conference right now, so we got to keep an eye on them.
Yeah, I think at this point I'd be surprised if UAB did not end up in a bowl game. Bill Clark is doing an outstanding job with his program. He'll be in the running for not only Conference USA Coach of the Year. He might have that award locked up. He'll be in the running for maybe National Coach of the Year, especially if they get to 7 or 8 victories. And outside of conference play, one that was kind of surprising to me, Butch Davis and Florida International pick up a big home victory over Tulane, a Tulane squad that put up 62 the previous week against Tulsa. FIU wins that ball game 23-10, and they now sit at 2-1 in conference play. So just looking at the overall conference standings, it's pretty surprising. You know, you have North Texas 3-0 in the Western Division. Like we mentioned, if Tech goes down this week to Southern Miss, that puts them 2 games back, you know, barring a loss for North Texas against Florida Atlantic on Saturday, which will be a tough matchup for the Mean Green as they have to travel to Boca Raton. But I think right now, North Texas and Marshall, you might can throw Florida Atlantic in that conversation. Those three teams appear to be the upper echelon teams, especially when you consider the slow start out of the gate in conference play that UTSA has had.
Right. Now I'm looking, the more I look at this, the more that UAB loss hurts, because it's just looking like it's going to be hard to make up ground, and we don't give ourselves any room to slip at all.
Yeah, there's no room to slip up. You know, obviously Tech controls their own destiny with North Texas and UTSA coming to the Joe, but nothing's a given. As we've seen in this conference, you know, you look at preseason polls, Tech, Western Kentucky are the premier teams. I don't think you can say that anymore. That's not to say that either one of those teams is not good. I think Tech is good. Western Kentucky's good. In Tech's case, younger team breaking in a new quarterback. It's taken some time to really get things going. Coach Holtz mentioned in his press conference today, when you're missing 8 starters against UAB, it's easy to say plug and play. But at the same time, there's going to be a drop-off somewhere. And I think we saw that against UAB in the Tech 23-22 loss. Coming up at 6:45, we will speak to Heath Hinton of BigGoldNation.com. Heath runs the rival site for Southern Miss. I'm excited to talk to him. Get a breakdown on the Southern Miss quarterback situation. Quadre Griggs, junior college transfer, has a broken hand. He's apparently practicing this week, but we'll see if he'll be able to get the start. If not, sophomore Keon Howard, who has started the last 2 games, victories over UTSA and UTEP, will get the start. Howard's a guy Tech saw last year in a little bit of a Wildcat setting. More of a, you know, dual threat guy. I think both of them are. Holtz talked about in his press conference today how Howard and Griggs, they have a lot of design runs for them. We'll get it down more to it at 6:30 when we truly break down Southern Miss, what they like to do offensively and defensively, but they like to run their quarterbacks. It's a little opposite of what Tech likes to do with Jamar Smith, but when you have 2 good quarterbacks like Southern Miss has, that's a luxury you are afforded. At 7 o'clock, we'll catch up with Louisiana Tech Athletic Director Tommy McClellan. Kind of get a state of Louisiana Tech Athletics. We have a few good questions that were posed to us from the Bleed Tech Blue message board. As always, you can join us at BleedTechBlue.com for just $9.95. We have the best Louisiana Tech coverage around. Some great questions brought to us from our subscribers. So we're excited to talk to talk to Tommy and see what he thinks as far as, you know, how things are going from a totality standpoint across the athletic department. So, Beck, I just want to talk to you a little bit. You know, Southern Miss is coming into Ruston. Tech's lost twice in a row to Southern Miss. You look at the series all time. Southern Miss is in complete control, 33-15. Yeah, you know, it's a rivalry. Tech's as good as Southern Miss this year. I'd arguably say they have more talent than Southern Miss. Jay Hobson's in his second year at the helm of Southern Miss. I'd say last year was a little bit disappointing with them, although they ended up in a bowl game. They knock off the Raging Cajuns 28-21 in the New Orleans Bowl. But it seems as if their program's taking the next step in 2017. What are some of your expectations headed into this ball game? Some things that you've seen that you might want to, you know, talk about a little bit?
Well, I mean, for starters, I think we know that they know how to find a way to win. And I've actually kind of attributed them to be a little, like, similar to a program like us who is at the top of the conference every year, either close to getting it done or falls off towards the end or, you know, makes some drop some games in the beginning that are tough. But they always – they're there, and I feel like we're always, like, looking in the mirror with them. You know, that's the wrong expression.
Well,
and
when you look at the last 3 years, Tech's won the Western Division twice. Southern Miss has won it once. You know, the Western Division goes through Hattiesburg or Ruston, whichever way you want to see it.
Right, but we can't always beat them.
And that, you know, it's funny when you say that, but Southern Miss has been Tech's kryptonite.
Right.
You know, and it's – you can say, you know, Southern Miss really came out and punched Tech in the mouth. Well, Tech had seven turnovers in the Joe 2 years ago.
It was sloppy.
It was sloppy. It was a rainy game. You know, Tech didn't have the greatest crowd in the world. Southern Miss brought a plethora of fans, and Tech lost. Is seven turnovers a fluke? I think part of it is, but at the same time, you know, Southern Miss came in with a little side of arrogance, and they won the football game.
You think this is the best defense we've faced all year besides – or in Conference USA?
I think this is the best defense Tech's faced in Conference USA without a doubt. This is probably, from my point of view, the best defense Tech is going to face all year. That includes Mississippi State, who had Jeffrey Simmons, who could do it all from his defensive tackle spot. This is the best defense Tech is going to face. Southern Miss is nasty up front. They bring a ton of pressure, and they're really going to challenge Jamar Smith to make quick decisions and not turn the football over.
Right. And I look at the schedule, and I'm just nervous. You know, like I'm nervous about North Texas. I'm nervous about UTSA. Southern Miss, I'm glad they're coming to the Joe. That's obviously an advantage, but I don't feel good about it. And, I mean, you know, we had that game earlier this year, and Jonathan Barnes kicks a game-winning field goal, and then we've had two games slip between our fingers. And so this is probably the most doubtful, but I'm still not, like, doomsday. But I'm just a little doubtful about it. And so this weekend, I mean, I don't know. I'm nervous.
I'm nervous, too, and I look at things, you know, you look at the 3-3 start. This was a great, you know, Tech had a sour taste in their mouth after the loss to UAB, but like I mentioned earlier, Tech was missing 8 starters in that game. Call an excuse, call it whatever you want. A fact's a fact, a spade's a spade. This bye week came at the right time. It's allowed Tech to get healthy, regardless of how bad the players wanted to play last week. Holtz mentioned in his press conference, Deldrick Canty's back to full speed. He should start at defensive end on Saturday. That's some guy that, I mean, Canty's a huge guy for the Tech defense. He's a 4-year star. He's a captain. He provides a lot of experience, a lot of leadership. Cedric Cooper will miss the first half against Southern Miss due to a targeting call against UAB. So having Canty out there as another senior leader, a vocal guy, along with Russell Ferris at linebacker, should provide some stability. Josh Outlaw should be back after an ankle sprain against, I believe he got hurt in the second half against South Alabama, missed the UAB game. So it would be nice for Tech to get him back. With him at left tackle, Dugas at left guard, Cody Russey's taking over the duties at center. Ethan Reed's moved back to more of where he was so good a year ago at right guard, and then Michael Rodriguez has really settled in at right tackle. Tech will have the opportunity to have some continuity on the offensive line. These are the best 5 that Tech has up front. So I'm excited to see what they can do. And then at cornerback, Michael Sam's back. He's missed the last 4 ball games since going out against Mississippi State. He'll provide a little bit more depth. As far as other injuries go, when you look at Rashid Bonnet, Javonte Woodard, Adrian Hardy, Legarius Sneed, who knows? Coach Holt said he's excited to see what kind of progress they made through practice. I know they didn't practice today, so for me that's a red flag, but we'll see. One thing I want to talk about for a sec. A lot's been talked about how Tech has struggled to run the football. Tech does run for 150 yards a game. It's ranked 78th in the country, somewhere around there. One thing I found interesting is stat. Tech's longest rush of the year is only 29 yards. Tech has to be able to bust some big plays in the run game, whether it's, you know, Jared Kraft doesn't have breakaway speed, but Jared Kraft also can go 45 yards. Tech has to be able to get some big plays in the run game. Just, you know, to get a defense to respect their run and not just play the pass with, when Tech has three or four receivers out and some guys are having trouble getting open.
Right. This goes back to what I mentioned last week, just for the second and third quarter, it's just that we don't have any offense, you know, and I feel like that's when we get a lot of our rush yards, but we stall out in the middle of the field, or we have to kick a field goal, or so we come out trying to establish a run in the first quarter, we get some offense going, some passing, whatever, in the fourth quarter we're either playing catch up or trying to put the game away, and we're not running the ball as much. I don't know, I see that 150 or whatever you said yards a game, but it's like, it's almost like I don't see it during the game. But I look on the stat sheet and I'm like, what?
Yeah, absolutely. So we're going to get to our first timeout. You can text us on the Fairway Carts text line at 888-993-7762. Text us your name and phone number with the word Tech, and we'll be giving away a pair of Louisiana Tech Southern Miss tickets in the final segment before we wrap things up. You're listening to Bleed Tech Blue Radio on Sports Talk 97.7.
You cheer for your team. You root for your team. You live for your team. You're a Louisiana Tech fan. Your Louisiana Tech Dairy Queen restaurants in Monroe, West Monroe, Ruston, Bossier City, and Shreveport invite you to try our fan food favorites. Locally owned and operated by Louisiana Tech alumni, Dairy Queen is proud of all Louisiana Tech athletes. Come by one of our locations and support the businesses who support Louisiana Tech. Dairy Queen. Fan food. Not fast food.
Truck Pros is Northeast Louisiana's truck giant. Truck Pros has your next big bad boy four-wheel truck. At Truck Pros, man, you'll save and save big with their huge selection of big bad boys four-wheel drive trucks with lift packages. No wonder they're the truck giants. Truck Pros has the model you'll want. Dodge, Chevy, GMCs, Ford, Jeeps, and more. Don't miss out on the huge selection and savings you'll find only at the truck giants. Truck Pros on Constitution Avenue next to Cracker Barrel. Or shop them now online at truckpro.us. That's truckpro.us. Truck Pros.
At First National Bank, part of being the uncommon bank is a dedication to community involvement. We are dedicated to the communities we serve. First National Bank has the privilege of partnering with MedCamps of Louisiana for the 2017 Louisiana Tech football season. For every touchdown the Bulldogs score, FNB will donate $100 to MedCamps, a nonprofit organization that provides a residential camping experience free of charge to children living with special needs. Visit their website, medcamps.org, for more information on how you can help. First National Bank, we promise to be uncommon in all things we do. Member FDIC.
For years, serious hunters around here have gotten close to that big buck on a Bad Boy Buggy from Fairway Carts in Minden. Well, Bad Boy Buggy has a new name, Textron Off-Road, still committed to providing the same power, range, and stealth you demand. Textron Off-Road side-by-sides are whisper quiet, have plenty of distance for wherever you hunt, excellent steering, and deliver a great ride. Hey, you just need to come test ride one to see for yourself. And you can count on Fairway Carts to have the selection you want and always make you a great deal. 2018 models are rolling in, so remaining 17s are priced to move with big rebates and low interest financing with approved credit. Talk with Larry about a sweet Fairway Carts deal on the one you want most and find out how much you'll save. All the reasons you want a Bad Boy Buggy now wrapped up in a new name, Textron Off-Road. Trailer yours home from Fairway Carts in Minden. Call 800-960-CART or go to fairwaycarts.net.
You gotta love it. Tech sports, that is. That's why there's Bleed Tech Blue Radio, brought to you by First National Bank. Call or text the show on the Fairway Carts hotline, 888-993-7762.
Welcome back to Bleed Tech Blue Radio. I'm your host, Ben Carlisle. Louisiana Tech getting set to take on Southern Miss this weekend in a pivotal Conference USA matchup, a game in which Tech must win in order to keep pace with North Texas in the Western Division. Saturday will mark the ninth annual redout game for Louisiana Tech, and Beck has done the nice duty of providing us with a little history on how Louisiana Tech has performed on days that they've promoted the redout.
Right, Ben, I got on the Google machine today and did a little research. I was interested myself in the redout history. I was interested to find out that it started in 2009. I didn't know that.
Eight years ago.
This was the first time in 2009 that Joe was flooded with a sea of red. I don't know if that is actually true, but I assume that it is.
Nice crowd, I believe.
I bet it was a nice. It was a 21,200 loyal Bulldog fans.
I believe that was a nationally televised game against Hawaii.
I believe you're right. Yes, it was. And coincidentally, I was just a wee little high school senior, totally and completely unaware of possibly the greatest tradition in the state being started right down I-20.
It is one heck of a tradition. Some of the traditionalists that follow the Tech program closely might disagree with you, as they love the blue uniforms, but I personally like the red.
Right, that's a personal opinion of yours. I am not a fan of the red, as I expressed last week. We'll get into that later. But on the first redout game, led by the Ross Jenkins, Tech takes the first redout W against the Hawaiian Rainbow Warriors, 27-6. 2010, my freshman year at Tech, excited and ready for my first redout game. And what do I remember, BC? I remember an absolute downpour of rain, and I also learned a valuable lesson that day. I learned that a brand new red shirt will turn your white cargo shorts pink when it rains.
How about it?
Tech loses a heartbreaker 13-12 to Southern Miss Golden Eagles.
Hey, and just to point out that 2010 game, I think that was when Tech and Southern Miss started back up playing right. pretty regularly before Tech joined Conference USA in 2013.
Right, right. You're right. The next year, 2011, the Rainbow Warriors, Hawaii, comes back to town, and they try to get their red revenge. And I remember this game. Hawaii had a fast-moving offense that year. They were firing all cylinders, getting some national attention.
Back when the Warriors were pretty good.
Right. Too much for the Bulldogs. Tech drops that game 44-26 in front of 25,200 loyal Tech fans.
That was a solid crowd.
That was our biggest, the biggest redout crowd in 2011. 2012, Ben, I'll never forget this one. It was the most prolific offense in Tech history. Tech starts out the game with a Colby Cameron 65-yard country tater to the general, QP, for a tutty. Quentin Patton, we started off quite a few games that year with long passes to Quentin Patton.
Sonny Dykes loved the old diamond formation, hand it to Dixon, flip it back to Cameron, and let's see if we can get a quick six. And the bad thing about it is most of the time it worked.
Right.
It's like teams never saw it on tape.
I know. You thought they would be prepared for that. Colby Cameron was just out there passing out touchdowns for free like it's charity. Hunter Lee, Miles White, Quentin Patton, they were all getting in on that. Tech drops a 21-burger in the first quarter, and I remember just being about as excited as I could possibly be. Kenneth Dixon had three touchdowns that day. Tech absolutely drowns Rice with some offensive gravy. 56-37 to Tech. Top five best days of my life. I remember it forever. 2013, I don't even want to talk about it. I call this season the fall, and for good reason. Quentin Patton, Miles White, and Colby all leave town, and they take Tech's offense with them when they go. That was a tough one. Tech hosts Tulane on a Thursday night, and I wish it never happened. Tech falls 24-15, moving on. UTEP comes to town in 2014, and I'll tell you one thing, they wish they wouldn't have. Tech's offense was clicking on all cylinders that day. Cody Sokol was throwing and running for touchdown. Carlos Henderson had a few. Kenneth Dixon getting in the action, too. That was when he was putting up 2-3 scores a game, every game, if not more.
Stud.
Yep. Tech wins 55-3. We'll see ya, UTEP. Don't come back.
Yeah, that was one of the most impressive performances that Tech has, you know, ever had inside the Joe, I would say. That was a UTEP team, I believe, that was coming off a bowl victory the year before, kind of thought to be one of the proverbial favorites in Conference USA. I remember being at a wedding, unfortunate circumstance, I had to go to a wedding.
That's really sad.
Yeah, it won't happen again, but I just remember continuing to check my phone and just being completely amazed with the destruction of the Miners that the Dogs did that night.
Well, a lot of the Tech fans must have been at that wedding because that was our lowest attendance, 18,150.
Highly attended wedding.
Yeah, highly attended wedding and a blowout for Tech, so that was good. 2015, FIU, Jeff Driscoll is captain of this ship. Kenneth had all three touchdowns that day, all good in Ruston, good clean win. Tech beats FIU 24-17. 2016, Youth Tech comes back to town, still loses, but not by as much, so I'll give them some credit. Tech wins 28-7 in another good, clean game against the Miners in front of 22,000.
So what's Tech's overall record in the redout?
5-3 overall in redout. Southern Miss looking for a little – or we are – excuse me. We are looking for a little Southern Miss redout redemption. I still hate the red, I'm going to be honest with you. But I actually got a call. Last week I said that I did not like the red helmets, and one of our fact checkers, our loyal listeners gave us some stats on that, and then I actually got a call during the week from a loyal Tech alumni talking about he advised me not to hate on the red helmets because, and this is a good point, because that reminds him of the Tenrete Troy Edwards era, which I had not thought of, nor was I probably, I won't say old enough to watch TV, but I was young, so I don't remember that. I probably was in Alaska
Yeah, and it's interesting, you know, when you think back to the days of Troy Evers, Timber Tech, you think of the all-blue jerseys, red helmets, white tee, you know, traditional Louisiana Tech. Fast forward to 2017, you know, in the world of college football these days, if you don't have four or five different uniforms, like, that's a key recruiting tool. Players want to see all the special gadgets that you can throw at them when they come on campus. So now when you look at Tech having the new Davidson Athletic Complex, then they can throw the red helmet, they can throw the white helmet, they can throw a red-white jersey. You know, they can throw all these different things at a recruit, and it's impressive.
Right. You see the videos on social media, you know, they'll have, you know, at the beginning of the season, they'll have four players come out in their four uniform options, and everybody's going crazy, you know. So I get that. You're right. It's a recruiting – it's an appeal for a university. So I get that. I know that, like, all whites, I'm pretty confident in saying that jersey combination gets most everybody fired up. So, but I do understand. I get that. So I want to respect that the old school
classic.
Yeah, classic red helmet, blue jersey. So I can get behind that. So I'm gonna slightly retract my red helmet.
And we'd love to hear your takes. Red helmet, white helmet, blue jersey, red jersey, white jersey. What's your favorite? You can text us on the Fairway Carts Hotline, 888-993-7762. As Tech gets set to take on Southern Miss in the ninth annual Redout game, Tech is 5-3 in the Redout through the previous 8 years. Let's go to the Fairway Carts text line. We have a text from Tyrone from JC, Junction City. Will the coaches start to use Dancy more in the run game? Have the coaches considered using him in other ways in the game plan? This is a great question, Tyrone. One that we had the opportunity to touch on last week. Jacquees did an outstanding job after returning from three games. He missed three games due to injury. Returns against UAB, five carries, 44 yards, nearly 9 yards per carry. But it was great. You know, I was extremely impressed. We know Jacquees has that explosion. I think you're going to see him get to touch the ball more and more as the season goes on, whether it's, you know, Jared Kraft seeing a reduction in carries, whether it's Boston Scott seeing a reduction in carries. I think you'll find the coaches trying to get the ball into Dancy's hands more often.
Right, and correct me if I'm wrong, but this is just an observation from an average fan. But I feel like Jared Kraft is more of, I mean, he had that really impressive catch in the back of the end zone a few games ago, our last home game. So is he more of a, is he going to be our hands guy? Like, the check down, or, I mean, in that sense, he wasn't a check down. But is he going to be the one that's going to catch passes out of the backfield more than the others?
For me, all three of them can do a great job in the receiving game. I think, you know, a lot of times on third down, you see Jared Kraft in there just because of his pass blocking skills. He's so good pass blocking, so you'll see him in there more. Whereas, you know, I'm not saying Jacquees Dancy or Boston Scott can't block in the pass game, but, you know, Jacquees is a guy who's a little less experienced. I think this week, you know, you could see more. We saw it a little bit last week when Tech went to their five receiver sets. Boston Scott getting some action in the slot. I think you could see Tech trying to get Boston Scott in the slot more, just trying to get him into some open space. We've seen it time and time again how dangerous he is when he gets in space. That said, Jacquees Dancy's just as dangerous. I love watching Jacquees run the football. He runs with such a hard-nosed mentality.
Right, and I think that with our running backs right now, we don't have like a, and we're used to like a Kenneth Dixon who was like, you don't even have to worry about it, just give him the ball and let him go.
Yeah.
So now we're being a little more strategic, Tech is, and it's, you know, Boston Scott, when he turns it on, he turns it on. But
yeah,
sometimes it's third or fourth quarter before we see that. So,
well, and I think sometimes too, you know, you get it caught up, you know, in the heat of the game, and sometimes you say, like against UAB, for instance, Jared Kraft only had three carries. Well, you know, Jared Kraft needs more than three carries. Does Jared Kraft deserve 25 carries? That deserves a flow of the game. But we'll see. Like we said, Jacquees Dancy will get more carries. This week, I think you could see a little bit, you know, you and I have talked about, you know, Southern Miss will struggle in the back end at times. So I think you could see Tech try to put a Boston Scott or a Jacquees Dancy in the slot, get them on a linebacker, try to expose some of the weaknesses of Southern Miss. Like we mentioned in the first segment, we'll get to it next segment when we really break down the Golden Eagles. But they're going to attack you defensively, make you get the ball out of your hand. And when they do that, you got to make plays one-on-one.
Jamar's going to be sharp.
He's going to have to be extremely sharp. He's had two turnovers in his last four games. he's going to need to turn the ball over zero times on Saturday. That's my opinion.
Right. He's going to have to make quick decisions, and it's going to have to be receivers are going to have to get open. He's not going to have a ton of time back there to do anything.
Yeah, and you know, if you're missing, you know, a Rashid Bonnet, a deep threat, you're missing Adrian Hardy, a deep threat, you're missing a Javonte Woodard, you know, those are probably your top three deep threats. You know, Teddy Veal's a guy that likes to roam the center of the field. So, do you see Tech throwing deep more this week against an elite pass rush that really comes after him?
I think that's probably the only place there's like a weakness in the Southern Miss defense.
Really? Well, it'll be interesting to see if Tech can provide some time to throw for Jamar Smith and really exploit Southern Miss on the deep ball. We're going to take a quick timeout. You can text us on the Fairway Carts hotline, 888-993-7762. We're giving away two pairs of tickets to Louisiana Tech versus Southern Miss. After the break, we'll preview the matchup with Southern Miss and Louisiana Tech. You're listening to Bleed Tech Blue Radio on Sports Talk 97.7.
Sports Talk 977 is presented by the injury attorney Jeff Guerrero in Monroe. If you or someone you know has been injured in an accident or has been the victim of medical malpractice, do what thousands of others have done. Go Guerrero.
The biggest off-road savings of the year can be yours now during the Polaris Authorized Factory Clearance. Rebates as high as $4,000 and financing as low as 2.99% APR. Score a $2,000 rebate on Ranger XP 1000, the world's hardest working utility side-by-side. Or get the Sportsman ATV you've always wanted. Right now, select 450 and 570 models, save you $1,000. High-performance Razor XP 1000 is a screaming deal with $2,500 rebates. Or push the limits of performance and get $4,000 back on Razor XP Turbo. See Polaris.com or Bayou Polaris for rebates up to $4,000 and financing as low as 2.99% APR during the Polaris factory authorized clearance. That's Bayou Polaris in Monroe on the I-20 frontage road past Sam's.
Offers valid U.S. 726 through 1031-17 on new vehicles. Rebates and financing vary by model year. Subject to credit approval. See dealer for details. Always wear a helmet. Never drink and ride.
Bulldog fans, this is Chris Brister from Brister's Smokehouse, and I'd like to invite you to our new location, 1420 Cooktown Road in Ruston, across the street from our old location. Stop in and try our famous scatter load on your choice of four different types of bread. Our barbecue nachos are piled high with your favorite type of meat, and you have to taste for yourself our tender and juicy smoke cooked chicken, my personal favorite. So whether you're in town at a Tech game or just in the mood for the best barbecue in town, come see us at Brister's Smokehouse, 1420 Cooktown Road in Ruston.
First National Bank, the uncommon bank. Banking on a first name basis. Uncommon. People, service, and convenience. Uncommon. Dedication, trust, and courtesy. First National Bank. Beyond banking with 100 years of experience. Uncommonly close to you. First National Bank. The Uncommon Bank. www.theuncommonbank.com. Member FDIC.
This is Steve Brennan with Brennan Dodge. We've got a great selection of 17 Ram trucks remaining for Ram Power Days. But you'd better hurry because we're moving them out with great deals and 0% financing. Save $12,000 off MSRP on 17 Ram 1500 Crew Cab Bighorn. Save $11,000 off MSRP on 17 Ram 1500 Crew Cab Laramie. And save $11,000 off MSRP on 17 Ram 1500 Crew Cab Longhorn. Get great deals and great service with an A-plus accredited Better Business Bureau dealer, Brennan Dodge in Ruston.
Get ready for a healthy dose of Louisiana Tech sports. Bleed Tech Blue Radio, brought to you by First National Bank, is back on the radio. Call or text the show on the Fairway Carts hotline, 888-993-7762.
Welcome back in to Bleed Tech Blue Radio. I'm your host, Ben Carlisle. Louisiana Tech, Southern Miss. 6 p.m. inside Joe I. Stadium, Saturday night, in what is the biggest game of the season. It's so cliche to say that the next one is the biggest one. We are not kidding when we say this is as close to a must-win bowl game for Tech if they want to stay in the Conference USA race. Southern Miss comes into this matchup, winners of two in a row, one coming over UTSA, perhaps the West Division favorite after 3 weeks, who have now fallen on hard times, are 0-2 in conference, and then a 24-0 victory over Southern Miss. Beck, just to start things first, looking at Southern Miss's offense, you look at Quadre Griggs, you look at Keon Howard, two guys that, you know, they can throw the football, but preferably they like to run it. When you look at Quadre Griggs, you know, he's missed the last two games, but he's thrown for 950 yards on the year, 8 touchdowns, 1 interception. He's really protected the ball well. We'll talk to Heath in the next segment from BigGoldNation.com, but Tech's going to have to do a great job of slowing down, whether it's Quadre Griggs or Keon Howard and Ito Smith in the spread read option run game.
It's no secret, BC, that they're going to run the ball, whether with the running back or the quarterback. So, I mean,
well, first and foremost, they want to run the football.
Right.
Yeah, they run for 188 yards a game. They throw it for a little more than that, but, you know, their bread and butter is to, you know, really stretch you thin in the run game, going east-west and bust some big plays. They do a good job of it. You know, Coach Holtz talked about in his press conference today, you know, they'll run. When they spread you out, you bring your linebackers, bring an extra safety into the box, then it's man-to-man outside, they're going to take a shot. Well, when you look at their depth chart at receiver, they go 6'2", 6'2", like 6'4". So they're big across the receiving core. Corey Robertson has 28 catches, 388 yards, 5 touchdowns. When you look at him, you know, he's a big 6'2" guy outside. I think Tech had some troubles defending him last year. You're probably going to see Amik Robertson on him for much of the night. But I'm interested to see how Amik's going to bounce back after a tough week against UAB.
Right. I think he will bounce back, honestly. And, you know, we've seen him take on some bigger receivers. And so he doesn't scare me, his ability to be able to cover them and you know, make some plays. But it'll be interesting to see with them being obviously a run-first team to see how we can settle in defensively and, you know, be able to protect on the run but also on that, you know, single coverage on the outsides.
And I'm also excited to see, you know, the adjustments that Coach Holtz and defense coordinator Blake Baker have made. He talked about in his press conference today, you know, his bye week came at the exact midway point in the season. They had an opportunity to go look at some of their personnel, some of their scheme, and see what, you know, they might need to change or might need to clean up. And, I think you'll see a few minor adjustments, which could lead to some better things from the defense. Not that they haven't been good thus far, but, you know, maybe they bump and run a little more. Maybe they bring those linebackers because they see that their corners are able to play more man-to-man. So it'll be an interesting chess match, but one thing's for certain, Tech will have to slow down Ito Smith. He leads the conference with, I think, around 160 per all-purpose yards per game. He's running for 122 yards a game on the ground. He has 7 touchdowns on the year. I told you before the show, I think he's the best player in Conference USA, offense or defense. He just knows what he's doing back there.
Right. He's going to be a threat for sure. And, I mean, Coach Baker's got – he's got his hands full trying to contain him. And
Holtz mentioned today, preparing for Ito Smith as a defensive coordinator is a nightmare because you have to know where he's at all times.
Right.
And when you're facing guys of that caliber, it's tough. You know, that's kind of like, you look back at Mississippi State, Nick Fitzgerald. He can kill you on every play. He's a quarterback, so you're going to know where he's at. But Ito Smith, just as dangerous.
What makes Ito so good? Is he quick? Is it his size? Or what is
he? He can do it all. He can catch the ball out of the backfield. He's our second leading receiver with 21 catches. He's a hard. He can run the ball downhill, or he can go the distance. You know, he can go 3 or 4 yards at a time, and then he busts 170. He has a long 89 on the year. So he has speed. I think he'll be third or fourth round draft pick in the NFL. I think he's that good. We remember the career that Kenneth Dixon had. He was a fourth round draft pick. So Ito Smith is good. Tech will have to slow him down defensively. Tech was mauled on the run in the run game against UAB when Spencer Brown averaged 7 yards a carry. If Tech can slow down Ito Smith, they have, you know, a very good opportunity to come out victorious on Saturday. Shifting over to the defensive side of the football, Beck, I just want to read to you a couple of stats. When you look at Southern Miss, they're 20th in total defense. They're 17th in rush defense, only giving up 105 yards a game. They're 46th in pass yards allowed. You know, that's about average. But third down percentage against their opponents. Opponents are only converting 31% of their first downs on third down, which is good for 25th in the country. The red zone defense ranks 12th in the country. on defense, they give up the 11th fewest or 12th fewest first downs in the country. If this isn't the premier defense in Conference USA, I'd love to see it.
It's going to be good. I mean, it's going to be good. I mean, it's going to be good football, hopefully. And I think offensively, we're going to have to make some of the plays that, you know, I talked last week or every week really about how we need touchdowns over field goals in some of those critical situations, especially late in the game to put the game away. It's going to be tough for Jamar.
It's really ironic that you bring up touchdowns in the red zone. We've talked about it at length time and time again about the Tech offense. Just looking real quick back at the USM offense, 111th in the red zone.
Tech is?
No, Southern Miss.
Okay.
So that's pretty terrible.
Right, it's really bad.
But their defense is 12th in the country. So there's some give and take there.
Man, I wish we had the offense we had in 2012 and playing against them right now. It would be a shootout.
It would be one heck of a shootout. So Southern Miss's defense, what do they do? What makes them so successful? We'll get into that more with Heath Hinton in the next segment. But Southern Miss is going to bring a tremendous amount of pressure at Tech, whether it's at the linebacking level, whether they bring defensive backs at Tech. They're going to bring pressure. They have 46 tackles for loss in six games. That's nearly eight tackles for loss a game. You think about a team that doesn't give up a whole lot of first downs, and then you mix that in, well, teams are fighting from being behind the chains, which leads to some difficult offensive possessions.
Right. It's going to be a defensive game is what I'm hearing you say.
I think it really is.
That's what I'm hearing you say because, you know, obviously we're going against them who has a great defense, but I mean their offense is – the run game
is good.
I'd say
their offense is average.
But our Tech's defense is – night and day better than the last time he played them.
Completely agree.
So I hope that Tech can contain the run game and then force Amik and some of those other guys to be tested and have them make plays because I believe they can and they've showed us that they can, but I hope that that's the way of the game. Like, I hope we can force them to do something that they're not comfortable doing.
If the Southern Miss defense had one weak point, what would you say it would be?
Their back end.
Yeah, I mean, I think their secondary struggles more than their linebackers or pass rushers. You know, they don't have the most gaudy pass rushing stats. They only have 12 sacks. But when you mix in 46 tackles for loss, like I mentioned, that's gaudy.
Right, so, it is. And I'm curious. I would say I want to believe that Tech would take more deep shots this game, but I don't know to who.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You know, and I, you know, Bonnet, Woodard, Hardy don't practice today. I have a hard time seeing them play on Saturday.
Right.
But that's just me. You get those guys another week. Maybe they're back next week against Rice. This week is just such a golden opportunity for Tech because you win this one, you're sitting at 2-1 in the league. You head to Rice next week, who is probably the 123rd ranked team in the country out of 128.
I would hope Tech can beat them.
Exactly. So Tech can really take off. Tech's 14-3 under Skip Holtz in October. So they've been dynamite. Is it the schedule? Is it players growing up over the course of the season? Who really knows? But I would say, you know, it's a little bit of both. Holtz talked about it. In Holtz's 5 years at Tech, or 4 years, this is his fifth year. Tech's 3-3 coming off a bye week. They've had two bye weeks in 2013 and 2014. So Tech should come out hungry. They should come out with the mentality of we're going to knock you in the throat. We're going to knock you down. We're going to see if you can get off the mat. And if Southern Miss can take a punch, we're going to have one heck of a ball game. But what Tech must do is start fast. Southern Miss is outscoring their opponent 63-10 in the first quarter.
That's impressive.
It shows you that they're ready to play when they step on the football
right.
field.
Right, and not to mention that Tech has won the last three redout games. I know that's an incredibly important stat. And
it really is.
I hope that they can continue to do that and – I mean, you're right. Tech's got to come out fast. First quarter and fourth quarter are offensive quarters, so I hope they hang 20 on them in the first.
Well, let's hang 30 on them, but let's take a quick timeout. After the break, we'll catch up with Heath Hinton of BigGoldNation.com, the Southern Miss rival site. We'll get his perspective on Louisiana Tech and Southern Miss as they get prepared for a big matchup inside of Conference USA this weekend at Joe A. Stadium. You're listening to Bleed Tech Blue Radio on 97.7.
For years, serious hunters around here have gotten close to that big buck on a Bad Boy Buggy from Fairway Carts in Minden. Well, Bad Boy Buggy has a new name, Textron Off-Road, still committed to providing the same power, range, and stealth you demand. Textron Off-Road side-by-sides are whisper quiet, have plenty of distance for wherever you hunt, excellent steering, and deliver a great ride. Hey, you just need to come test ride one to see for yourself. And you can count on Fairway Carts to have the selection you want and always make you a great deal. 2018 models are rolling in, so remaining 17s are priced to move with big rebates and low interest financing with approved credit. Talk with Larry about a sweet Fairway Carts deal on the one you want most and find out how much you'll save. All the reasons you want a Bad Boy Buggy now wrapped up in a new name, Textron Off-Road. Trailer yours home from Fairway Carts in Minden. Call 800-960-CART or go to fairwaycarts.net.
At First National Bank, part of being the uncommon bank is a dedication to community involvement. We are dedicated to the communities we serve. First National Bank has the privilege of partnering with MedCamps of Louisiana for the 2017 Louisiana Tech football season. For every touchdown the Bulldogs score, FNB will donate $100 to MedCamps, a nonprofit organization that provides a residential camping experience free of charge to children living with special needs. Visit their website, MedCamps.org, for more information on how you can help. First National Bank, we promise to be uncommon in all things we do. Member FDIC.
Hi, Kevin from Hightech. The latest cyber attack has already infected hundreds of thousands of computers in over 150 countries, brought down hospitals, railroads, banks, and even Federal Express right here in the U.S. Are you concerned that you may be vulnerable to the latest cyber attack? Then don't wait. Give us a call at 255-1110 and we'll provide guidance on how you can verify that you're secure. We also have checklists on our website at solutionsbyhightech.com or find us on Facebook.
The Bleed Tech Blue Radio Show is brought to you in part by O'Neill Gas. O'Neill Gas offers propane delivery to homes and businesses throughout North Louisiana. For more information, go to O'NeillGas.com.
Want to find out stuff about tech sports your neighbor doesn't know? Keep it right here on Bleed Tech Blue Radio, brought to you by First National Bank. Call or text the show on the Fairway Carts Hotline, 888-993-7762.
Welcome back to Bleed Tech Blue Radio. I'm your host, Ben Carlisle. Louisiana Tech, Southern Miss, 6 p.m. inside Joe Ice Stadium this weekend. If you would like a free pair of tickets to the game, you can text us on the Fairway Carts Hotline at 888-993-7762. Let's go to the Fairway Carts Hotline. We're now joined by Heath Hinton, editor of BigGoldNation.com. How you doing tonight, Heath?
Fine, doing big. How are you doing, guys?
We're doing pretty good. We're excited for an exciting matchup this weekend. Just to jump into things real quickly, you look at Southern Miss last year, a year ago, Nick Mullins was a senior at quarterback. Maybe didn't perform up to the expectations that many around the program thought they should have. What's the feeling around the program as Jay Hobson is in his second year at the helm of the Golden Eagles?
Well, one thing about Mullins last year was he was hurt. You know, that was a lot of the reason why there was such a downturn. One thing I think people are really looking forward to this year is the recruiting and getting back to Southern Miss football. We were down for a while. Munkin came in, had that one winning season, and then Jay Hobson come in, kept it rolling, had some really tough injuries with Mullins going down for half the season, still got to a bowl game, won the bowl game, and now, you know, all being said, we're 4-2 this season. Even, you know, maybe should have won the Kentucky game. If you go back and watch, they really played well, outgained Kentucky. And then North Texas, you have them down 21-7 and just kind of let things go. But still, all in all, Southern Miss 4-2, and really looking forward to the rivalry in Dixie, as they're now calling it.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's an exciting matchup this weekend. Southern Miss, you know, seems to be playing their best ball of the season. You look at the matchup between Tech and Southern Miss the past 2 years. 2015 was for a West Division crown. I think last year Tech had the crown wrapped up before they came to Hattiesburg. But both years, Southern Miss has just whipped Tech in both ball games. What is the Eagles' perspective, considering this year, you know, it's, you know, the perspective is that the field is a little more level?
Yeah. Well, one thing last year and the year before, Southern Miss was playing. If you remember, last year we were playing for our bowl lives when we played you guys, and our backs are against the wall. The year before, they were playing. That game was for the West. For the West, if I'm not mistaken, both backs were against the wall. This year, we're coming into the game. Maybe not back against the wall, but I think the team still feels that this game is they have to win if they want to have any chance to win. So I'm hoping that they still come in with that backs against the wall type of mentality. And with La Tech, you know, your tough program remind me a lot of Southern Miss in a lot of ways. The programs mirror each other. Fan bases, football, both smart fan bases. Good football teams from non-Power 5 conference that are year-in and year-out winners. These two teams are so mirrored and so much alike, it's not even funny.
Heath, I agree with you. I made that point earlier that they were that I feel like Tech and Southern Miss are mirrored. But with that being said, Southern Miss has ripped my heart out more than a time or two. But I got to ask you about Ito Smith. I'm a little concerned about him. Is there truly any way to stop him?
I don't think so. I'll be honest with you, the way to stop him would be to jump out on Southern Miss a lot and make us throw the football. I will tell you this, Ito Smith is one of the best backs in college football. He has some of the shiftiest feet you'll ever see. He's a lot faster than people give him credit for. Not the biggest guy, but never takes, hardly ever takes a direct hit. He's always getting glancing blows. I mean, it's fun to watch him as somebody who covers Southern Miss, he is a fun athlete to watch. I mean, if you think about it, he split time in the backfield 2 years ago with Jalen Richard, who's now in the NFL playing pretty well with the Raiders. That's how good he was. And a lot of people believe he's even better than Richard. He's got 750 yards on season. I mean, it's hard to say he's not incredible.
And I'm right there with you. I think it's pretty obvious. He's the, you know, I told Beck during the show earlier, not only is he the best running back in the conference, I think he's the best player in the conference, both offensively and defensively. He's just so incredibly hard to slow down. If Tech can force Southern Miss into some passing situations, I know Quadre Griggs has missed the last two games against UTSA and UTEP, and Keon Howard has performed, you know, maybe not the greatest in the world, but he's got the job done, got the Golden Eagles two victories. You know, who do you expect to see maybe get the start on Saturday, and what do both of those guys bring to the table and how they play the quarterback position?
I'm going to tell you something. I don't know who's going to start. I'll be honest with you. Griggs is out there. They're not giving any indication of who's going to start, which in my opinion is not up. I think that may be a coaching tactic to a certain extent, not letting Louisiana Tech key on one individual. The difference in Griggs is more of he has wonderful touch. He can run, does a really good job of putting the football into very safe circumstances, doesn't try to do too much with the football. Keon Howard is probably the better athlete of the two, has a cannon for an arm, has the gunslinger mentality. He will put the ball into places probably Griggs wouldn't, and he really believes in his arm. The thing about Keon Howard is if Keon Howard is one of the streakiest quarterbacks I've ever seen in college football, if he starts the game and he gets two or three passes going, or if it's the second series and he finally gets two or three completions in a row, watch out, because that's when he's the most dangerous. Against San Antonio, he got really streaky, and he was throwing, if you'll go back and watch, just throwing dimes to wide receivers, deep, a deep pass in the end zone that was just absolutely gorgeous, another one on the run across the middle hitting the tight end in stride. I mean, when he's streaky and he's on, he is hard to stop. And not only that, he's probably a better scrambler than Griggs. So the biggest key is Griggs plays, you want to get his face and you want to make him try to not get comfortable and make him put the ball in situations that he's not used to. With Howard, kind of the same approach, but with Howard, you don't want him to get two or three completions going, because if you do, watch out. That's when he starts to light people up.
Heath, let's switch things to the defensive side of the ball. It's no secret Southern Miss lives behind the line of scrimmage. 46 tackles for a loss in six games. That's just unreal. Are they playing – is it an attacking style, or are they just really good up front on the defensive line?
Southern Miss is probably as big across the front as I've seen in Conference USA in a while. I'm going to be perfectly honest with you. When you're looking at defense and it's pretty insane. We've got you've got four guys that are 300-plus across the front. Ends that are 250, 260. Linebackers that can run. This is a very, very good defense. Cornerbacks are really veteran. It's probably Southern Miss getting back to their old Nasty Butch ways. This defense is fast and big, and it's the best Southern Miss has had in a long time.
With how good this defense is, only giving up, I think it's like 313 yards a game, a little under 19 points a game, does Hobson ever get a little bit conservative offensively, knowing that he has such a good defense out there that can sometimes win him a ball game on their own?
I wouldn't say he gets conservative, because I think the offense, a lot of people think it is a wide-open offense, but it is to a certain extent a conservative offense as well. I think they just run their regular game. I don't think so. I think he just goes out there and he lets Shannon Dawson call the game the way he sees it. I mean, Shannon Dawson, offensive coordinator, he's pretty much in charge of the offense. Coach Hopp, he takes a lot more. He's a defensive-minded guy. He's a former defensive coordinator, so I don't think so. I think he's just going to run his offense regular, and hopefully, you know, he believes his defense will rise to the occasion either way.
From your point of view, what will Southern Miss really try to exploit against a Tech team that, you know, a year ago Tech had, you know, one of the worst defenses in FBS? That's improved this year, but the offense has lost a step or two. Where do you see the Golden Eagles trying to exploit the Dawgs?
I think they're going to go out, and I think they're going to try to stop the run. I think that's the biggest thing. If I'm not mistaken, you've got a couple of running backs that have 300 yards apiece. I think Southern Miss is going to sell out, stop the run, and make you try to beat them throwing the ball, and hopefully use those defensive backs that are veteran, that are nothing but seniors in the defensive backfield. And that's what pretty much what Southern Miss tries to do to every team. I don't think they're going to change anything. They're going to want you to beat them passing the football.
Yeah, and I think that is a smart game plan when you look at, you know, Tech, I think, only has six total yards rushing against Southern Miss in the previous 2 years. So it's been a winning formula that has worked out well for the Golden Eagles. Final question, kind of your keys to the game and your prediction for Saturday night.
Oh, wow. My keys to the game are, can Tech run the football? If Tech can run the football and run it consistently, then that's going to open up the passing lanes, and it's going to make things a lot easier on the quarterback. If they can't, it could be a long night for the offense on the other side of the ball for Southern Miss. If you have to stop Ito, that's all there is to it. If you can stop Ito and make Southern Miss one-dimensional, then you can put Southern Miss in this difficult situation. As far as the offensive line goes, offensive line depth is not as deep. There's some great athletes. At that point, you can just pin your ears back and get after the passer. I think on both sides of the ball, it's all about the running game, guys. I think whoever stops the other team's running game is going to win. And my prediction is, I don't know. It just seems like Southern Miss plays well against Louisiana Tech. I'm going to say Southern Miss comes out victor 24-17 in a hard-fought game.
Can't argue with that one, Heath. Great analysis tonight, and we thank you for joining us on Bleed Tech Blue Radio. How can our followers, listeners, follow your work online?
Actually, you can go to Big Gold Nation, Father Rivals Network. Also, I'm the sports director for Eagle Broadcasting, and I do a sports radio talk show Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 5 p.m. on WMXI, and you can get the app. Just go to Google Play, WMXI.com, and listen in. And, hey, I'm always around. Guys, it's been nothing but fun, and look forward to talking to y'all this week, Friday, hopefully.
Yeah, we appreciate it, and I look forward to talking to you on Friday night as well. Thanks, Heath.
Guys, have a safe night. God bless.
Heath Hinton, BigGoldNation.com. Some good insight on the Golden Eagles, and he makes a great point. You know, both teams will be looking to run the football, and I think whichever defense can slow it down the best will come out victorious on Saturday night. So you heard it from Heath Hinton, editor of BigGoldNation.com, predicting Southern Miss to defeat Louisiana Tech 24-17. We're going to take a timeout. After the break, we'll have Louisiana Tech Athletic Director Tommy McClellan join us for a brief interview. You can text us on the Fairway Carts hotline at 888-993-7762 as we're getting ready to give away two pairs of Louisiana Tech versus Southern Miss tickets in our final segment. You're listening to Bleed Tech Blue Radio on Sports Talk 97.7.
Walpole Tire and Service has been a proud Tech supporter for over 60 years. When the Bulldogs hit the field this weekend, make sure your vehicle is game ready. Let the knowledgeable staff at Walpole get you safely to and from the game with brake repair, alignments, and computer diagnostics. Plus, all your major brands of tires, including Michelin and BF Goodrich. Walpole Tire and Service Superstores, a name you can trust. Ruston, West Monroe. Or visit walpoletire.com.
Some fireworks, huh? You feel that? I guess not. Too late for him, I guess. If he'd lived through it, he could have been down off that backhoe by now, maybe thinking about a cold one after work. Too late for him.
But there's still time for you. Call 811 before you dig. Wait for the site to be marked, and always, always dig with care. L.A. One Call.
I want my seafood grilled and my burgers lean, like that Cajun flavor on my onion rings. I like some fries and slaw, catfish fillets, down home cooking from Scotts today. I like to hit the drive-thru when I can't stay, for gumbo, seafood, or etouffee. I want my oysters fried, hush puppies just right. Down home cooking from Scott's tonight.
Scott's Catfish and Seafood. Ruston, West Monroe.
Sports Talk 977 is presented by the injury attorney Jeff Guerrero in Monroe. If you or someone you know has been injured in an accident or has been the victim of medical malpractice, do what thousands of others have done. Go Guerrero.
Injured in an accident? Call Creed and Creed in Monroe for local experienced representation. This is KNBB Dubak Ruston Monroe 97.7.
Don't have time to keep up with Louisiana Tech sports the way you'd like to? No worries. Just listen to Bleed Tech Blue Radio, brought to you by First National Bank. Call or text the show on the Fairway Cards hotline, 888-993-7762.
Welcome back to Bleed Tech Blue Radio. I'm your host, Ben Carlisle, joined in studio by my co-host, Beck Haynes. We're now joined on the Fairway Cards hotline by Louisiana Tech Athletic Director Tommy McClellan. How are you doing tonight, Tommy?
I'm doing great, Ben. How are you doing?
Oh, we're doing pretty good. Thanks for taking a little bit of time out of your day and joining us on Bleed Tech Blue Radio tonight.
Oh, thanks for having me. Appreciate it. I'm just over here at the Argent Pavilion at the Welcome Back Dinner for the Lady Texans.
Exciting. We won't keep you too long. Just have a few questions for you. Looking at the totality of the Louisiana Tech football season to this point, obviously the big home game was Mississippi State. As an administration, were you and your staff able to consider that game a success financially? And I know Baylor's coming to Ruston in a few years, but outside of those two games, do you see Tech in the future being able to host potential Power 5 conference teams down the road?
Well, I guess I could answer yes to both of those. I mean, so as it relates to Mississippi State, obviously, you know, winning and losing the game is certainly the most important thing. But, you know, as you do take a step back and look at, you know, was it a success from a crowd standpoint and an atmosphere and what it did to our community and profile hosting an SEC game, you know, in our stadium. And the answer is yes. I mean, we desire to do more of that, and I think that, you know, as we have improved our facilities from the Davison Athletic Complex, the press box, and quite frankly, the visitors' locker room, which is not something that, you know, our average fan is going to be excited about. But now that those things have been addressed, I think it leads those people to have a great experience, and thus, you know, the word gets out. I mean, you know, an SEC team is used to being treated a certain way, and or Big 12 or whoever it is, and when you have the facilities that can accommodate those things, it certainly helps the cause, and certainly winning improves those things as well. You know, where you are a team that people are willing to, you know, have an opportunity to go and play. And as far as it concerns to future opponents, yes, we do have Baylor in the future. We're working on other opportunities to get Power 5 teams here, and not only Power 5, but other matchups that would get people excited to continue to come. I think having a good schedule is part of how you build, you know, a fan base and a program, obviously along with winning, but having good opponents is certainly part of that.
Tommy, obviously there's been a lot of improvements to the facilities, and you kind of just touched on that, but I think it's safe to say that everybody's wanting to know, what's your, if you can give us some insight into your 1 year, 3 year, 5 to 7 year plan for athletics, particularly football, as it's, you know, obviously the leading financially and all that. So just, can you give us a little insight on what potentially is down the road for football and the rest of the Tech athletics?
As it relates to what?
Just facility enhancements.
Okay. Yeah, so, I mean, we've constantly evaluated and continue to evaluate what is our next project. And, you know, we had the Davison Athletic Complex, you know, the press box and suites. But really along the way, we've done several, quote-unquote, little projects. And some of them are multi-million-dollar little projects, baseball and softball improvements that we've had. We've done improvements to soccer and to track and field and to tennis and others along the way, obviously Thomas Assembly Center. You know, as we sit and look, I know I get asked a lot about different ideas that people have, but for us, I think it's, you know, what's the biggest impact on the athletic department as a whole, not just football, but for the entire athletic department, and what is it that we need to focus on? Those are the kind of questions that we start with, and then as we begin to answer those, a picture begins to kind of fill out on what it is that we need to look at. And there are several things that we're looking at right now more seriously, and I think hopefully in the coming, you know, months ahead, you know, I think there'll be some opportunities to maybe look at what's next for us and how do we continue to improve our experience for our student-athletes, the support for our student-athletes, give them the best opportunity to be successful not only on the field but in the classroom and in life. I think that's what our daily focus is every day, of how do we improve this experience on the field, court, whatever it is, in the classroom and in life. And those are the things that kind of are the fundamental framework for how we think and how we make decisions and move forward. It'll be no different in the facility realm.
And looking at the Davison Athletic Complex, looking at the press box, obviously those were, you know, 100% privately funded by you and your staff. Has there ever been talk about, you know, there's always the talk of increasing the athletics budget at Louisiana Tech. It's been talked about for years and years. Has there ever been a talk about putting in a student fee, and what kind of impact could that potentially have if Tech could put that fee in for students?
Sure. Well, first of all, I would say it's not Tech putting the fee in for the students. It would be the students putting it in for the students. And so the way a fee works is it's a self-assessed fee. It's not something that's applied to the students. It's something that the students have decided themselves. This is something we desire to do because this is the athletic department and the experience we desire to have. You know, yes, there's been a lot of talk about it. You know, it's something that, you know, needs to be looked at, needs to be considered, but there's a lot of moving parts to it as it relates to the state of Louisiana, other factors. But I think it's, you know, something that needs to be considered and looked at. But again, as I started with the answer, it's not something that's applied. It's something that is requested, in essence, requested by the students, that this is something we desire to do. And obviously the university's got to be behind it, and then the board has to approve it, but it's got to come from the students.
Absolutely. And recently it was announced that Learfield took over the product licensing for Louisiana Tech. What does this really mean, and what should fans and should fans expect to see, you know, more diverse products in the near future?
Well, the biggest thing is I feel like we've got a better partner with us, you know, and I think in the out in the world, you know, in the business, most people have heard of the term, you know, CLC, and partly because we were with CLC for so long, but Learfield Licensing is in essence their competitor. That's the competing group. We already have a relationship with Learfield through our multimedia rights partner, and so we feel like we are already at the table, at a big table with Learfield already. This gives us more synergy in conversations on what's going on, but hopefully for the end user, they won't notice anything from a problematic standpoint. I mean, the tag or the sticker that's on the hat or the shirt would be more reflective. It wouldn't be a CLC sticker. It'd be a Learfield sticker. But really and truly, hopefully it's just more product. Hopefully you're in the places that I answer those emails and those tweets where, why am I in Shreveport, Monroe, or even Ruston, why am I in these places and I can't get tech gear? And hopefully this partnership is going to help increase the visibility and the availability of those products.
And you look at today's world, it's obviously an ever-changing world where, you know, whether it's football, basketball especially, you know, you can pretty much find every game streamed somewhere on the internet. From a marketing standpoint, how difficult is it to get people out to the games versus, you know, doing the easy thing, which is to, you know, sit on your couch and watch the game?
Well, you know, nothing can be a substitute for the real thing. You know, and I think that, you know, Coach Holtz has talked about that as it relates to playing, you know, big opponents. You can read about the Grand Canyon. You can study it. You can read about the Grand Canyon and do all these studying and everything. But until you go there and feel it and touch it, you've not been there. And I would say that for our fans, you know, I mean, obviously you can watch the game or listen to the game on the radio or your TV. That can happen. But you're not building an experience. You can only experience it there at the stadium. And when you think about, I think about myself going as a child, going to high school games with my father, or going to college games when I had those opportunities, or I remember my first NFL game in New Orleans with the Saints. They played the Green Bay Packers, and we sat up in the nosebleed. I mean, it's just, there's nothing that you can replace from that. And I think sitting at home, watching the game, yes, is convenient, but you're missing out on that opportunity to be a part of an organization, to be a part of something that is a part of the fabric of this community. Louisiana Tech is a national Tier 1 research university. It's the largest and most impactful university in all of North Louisiana in this entire region. And we've got a wonderful Division I sports program that has quality sporting events from football to tennis and soccer and softball, and we have 16 sports, and the opportunity to come and experience that here in your backyard, right here in North Louisiana, is available to you. And I would just say, you know, you can't smell the popcorn and feel the roar of the crowd from your seat. And so I'd encourage everybody to come on out. We've done a lot of things to try to improve the fan experience, not just for the typical male viewer, but for the entire family, where they come in and they really enjoy it. I mean, my kids love when we score touchdowns. I love it because we put points on the board. They love it because of the fireworks. So everybody, you know, has a different perspective at the game, and we're trying to accommodate as many people as we can to make it a fun night.
And one final question for me. You know, I recently graduated from Tech back in 2014, and I've noticed, you know, how much the, you know, you and your staff, your administration, has really made an effort to get young alumni involved in LTAC. Is this the best thing that, you know, not just young alumni, but young alumni in general can give back to their university, which will allow for, you know, not only athletics, but the university as a whole succeed?
There's no doubt. I mean, and what I would say is it the best way to give back to the university? That's a personal decision. You know, if a person graduated from the School of Engineering, you know, I think obviously we've got one of the best engineering schools in the entire United States. I would hope they would consider giving back to engineering or business or whatever. But as it relates to the athletic department, yes, LTAC is the absolute best way to give. you know, we'll have capital campaigns. We'll build Davidson Athletic Complexes. We'll build press boxes. We'll have other things in the future to announce. Those are the rims of the new paint job. Those are the visible things. But the gas that runs the engine is LTAC. That what allows us to do the things that we need to do and keeps gas in the engine. It keeps us going. It allows us to have the best and the brightest coaches, retain them, attract them to Louisiana Tech. It allows us to give our student-athletes experiences that other schools in this region cannot do. It's a separator for us. We are in the top 25% of fundraising for Conference USA schools. Louisiana Tech donors give back to their university and give to the athletic program. It's something that we're proud of, and we're continuing to grow it. 4 years ago, we had averaged for about the previous 4 or 5 years about $750,000, $800,000 in LTAC giving, and then that steadily increased every year. This past year, we crossed over $1.5 million annually to unrestricted giving to Louisiana Tech Athletic Club, and then this next year, we've got a goal of over $1.65 million, and a goal that by 2020, we're at $2 million annually. That, with the DAC and the press box, is over almost $3.25 million annually to the athletic department that in 2012 was $750,000. That's something that we've missed for a long time, that our peers, like Southern Miss we're playing this week, those are dollars they've had for a couple of decades. You average that out over those 20 years, that's dozens and dozens of millions of dollars difference that they've had that we have not. And so this is the direction that we need to go. And, man, it's just really exciting. It gets me excited. And love having conversations with our fans and graduates about what we're doing here. Not obviously the wins and losses. People can see that. That's something they follow and they're educated on. But the great stories of success from our young men and women that come from all different perspectives and come here and get a great quality experience and an education, just like you did at Louisiana Tech and graduated in 2014, to share those stories, talk about how we continue to improve this university through our athletic programs, it gets me excited, and I enjoy talking about it.
Absolutely. There's definitely a lot going on at Louisiana Tech, a lot of exciting things. And we thank you for joining us on Bleed Tech Blue Radio tonight, and we'll see you Saturday night at the Joe.
Appreciate you. Thank you for covering Louisiana Tech sports. It's appreciated.
Thank you. Tommy McClellan, Louisiana Tech Athletic Director, joining us on the Fairway Carts Hotline. We're going to take our final timeout. You can text us. This is your final chance to text us for a free pair of Louisiana Tech versus Southern Miss tickets. You can text us on the Fairway Carts Hotline at 888-993-7762. You're listening to Bleed Tech Blue Radio on Sports Talk 97.7.
First National Bank, the Uncommon Bank, banking on a first-name basis. Uncommon, people, service, and convenience. Uncommon, dedication, trust, and courtesy. First National Bank, beyond banking, with 100 years of experience. Uncommonly close to you. First National Bank, the Uncommon Bank. www.theuncommonbank.com. Member FDIC.
I want my seafood grill and my burgers lean, like that Cajun flavor on my onion rings. I like some fries and slaw, catfish fillets, down home cooking from Scotts today. I like to hit the drive-thru when I can't stay for gumbo, seafood, or etouffee. I want my oysters fried, hush puppies just right. Down home cooking from Scotts tonight.
Scotts Catfish and Seafood, Ruston, West Monroe.
For years, serious hunters round here have gotten close to that big buck on a Bad Boy Buggy from Fairway Carts in Minden. Well, Bad Boy Buggy has a new name, Textron Off-Road, still committed to providing the same power, range, and stealth you demand. Textron Off-Road side-by-sides are whisper quiet, have plenty of distance for wherever you hunt, excellent steering, and deliver a great ride. Hey, you just need to come test ride one to see for yourself. And you can count on Fairway Carts to have the selection you want and always make you a great deal. 2018 models are rolling in, so remaining 17s are priced to move with big rebates and low interest financing with approved credit. Talk with Larry about a sweet Fairway Carts deal on the one you want most and find out how much you'll save. All the reasons you want a Bad Boy Buggy now wrapped up in a new name, Textron Off-Road. Trailer yours home from Fairway Carts in Minden. Call 800-960-CART or go to fairwaycarts.net.
Yep, it's hunting season, and you think it's too late to get that new deer stand. Hey, at Ideal Portable Buildings and Trailer Sales, it's never too late. Get a custom-built box stand from Ideal, exactly like you want it, and get a real good price on it, too. Plus, Ideal has the right utility trailer for any hauling you need to do. Haul it, cover it, or store it. Ideal Portable Buildings and Trailer Sales. 699-9426. 699-9426.
Get ready for a healthy dose of Louisiana Tech sports. Bleed Tech Blue Radio, brought to you by First National Bank, is back on the radio. Call or text the show on the Fairway Cards hotline, 888-993-7762.
Welcome back in for the final segment, Bleed Tech Blue Radio. Louisiana Tech will host Southern Miss Saturday night inside Joe I. Stadium with a kickoff set for 6 p.m. We thank all of our loyal listeners for texting us in on the Fairway Carts hotline as we have two pairs of tickets to give away to this weekend's game against Southern Miss. Beck, who's our first winner?
Zach Hamm is our first winner.
Congratulations, Zach. And our second winner is Palmer Allen. Zach Hamm and Palmer Allen, you can pick up your tickets at our Sports Talk 97.7 studios here in Ruston. Palmer Allen and Zach Hamm are our winners of our pair of Louisiana Tech versus Southern Miss tickets. Before we wrap this thing up, as we talked to Heath Hinton a couple of segments ago, the key to this game this weekend is going to be who can run the football. That's obviously not going to be our Bleed Tech Blue hot take of the week.
No.
But I'm interested to hear your Bleed Tech Blue hot take of the week, Beck.
I'll tell you, Ben. I'll tell you what my Bleed Tech Blue hot take of the week is.
Let me hear it.
Tech played Southern Miss in the Redout game in 2010, and the score was 13-12. So my hot take is that this is going to be a defensive battle, and it's going to be both teams under 20.
We'll get to that in a sec.
Don't rush.
For me, Bleed Tech Blue hot take of the week. I've always gone with, really crazy things. Adrian Hardy, 7 catches, 150, 3 TDs. Things that haven't quite come to fruition, obviously. For this week, I'm going to say that Tech makes a big play on special teams and blocks a Southern Miss punt that is picked up for a scoop and score.
A scoop and score.
Scoop and score for the Dawgs. So you heard it here first when you see it. Another question I have for you.
Okay.
Tech struggled on the road against UAB, lost 23-22.
Which, by the way, my hot take that week was that we held them to 3, and that was wrong.
Way off.
Way off.
So Tech struggled, a bye week last week. Your predictions on attendance. I've seen many attendance predictions across the board, but I'm interested to hear your take on how many you think will be inside Joe I. Stadium Saturday night.
That's a great question. I actually had a similar question for you, but I'm not going to ask it. I'm going to answer yours. This is a real life factor, and this is going to sound unbelievable, but it's
opening season of hunting.
Right, hunting season is upon us.
And to me, it doesn't count because it's dark at 6 p.m., so get off the stand and get your...
It's not dark at 6 p.m.
Close enough.
It's close enough, you're right.
But in the morning.
That's a valid point. I don't think I've ever skipped a Tech game to hunt, but I know people that have.
And I'm really glad you brought that up, though, because...
I was a little nervous to bring it, I'll be honest with you.
No, I'm really glad you brought that up because I've heard it mentioned numerous times, Tech's attendance will fall. It's the opening day of hunting season. I think I heard today on the radio that you can use your rifle.
Yeah.
Is that correct?
Right. Nobody quote me on this, and please don't plan your hunts around this, but I know last weekend was youth season, the opening of youth season, so people are taking their kids out. This weekend, I think, is muzzleloader. So it's not full-on rifle, but it is – I don't know about youth this weekend, but I know it was – anyways.
And so you bring that up, and,
I do think that plays – I'm not saying it's wiping out 5,000 fans. It is in Ruston. It is Southern Miss. I mean, obviously, it's a home game, so that's the only time we can have fan attendance. here. But it
we have an unnamed texter. He says it's opening a muzzle loader. But you're right. Yes. I was wrong.
Okay, good. I just didn't want everybody to go out. Well, I heard on the radio it's rifle season, so I'm going rifling.
No one's going. They're coming to the game.
Right. I hope you're right. And so it's like I said earlier and last week, I mean it. I think Southern Miss is kind of a Tech rival. So I hope our fans show up. I'm not going to – I mean, what is – okay, so our last three redout games, UTEP was 18,000, sad. FIU in 2015 was 20,000. UTEP came back last year, was 22,000. I wasn't super excited about any of those teams we were playing a redout.
Yeah, last, this is a more formidable, like, name opponent, I feel like.
Right.
So it'll probably – you know, my opinion is I'm hoping to see 22,000 inside the Joe. My realistic expectation, 19,000.
Whoa. Average this year has been 24.
I just think that a lot of the Tech fan base is down after a tough loss to UAB, which is not how they should be, but I think that's kind of the feeling around the program from a fan perspective.
Right, and this was my question. Do you think you mentioned it earlier, and Skip talked a little bit about it, but going into a bye week after a loss, I've heard both sides of that. Oh, it's good. We get to regroup. We get healthy. We'll be ready to go. But also, like, I've heard the other side of that. It's just demoralizing. You go in deflated. Is it tough to get riled back up?
I think that Tech will be ready to play. I do. You know, yeah, it was a demoralizing loss against UAB, but I think this team realizes that, you know, everything's still in front of them. If you win out, you win 9 games. You obviously make the conference championship game. Your goal of winning a conference championship is still right in front of you. The thing I'm most excited about to see on Saturday is – and I wrote about it. I have a column coming out on Bleed Tech Blue. Yes, a column. Jamar Smith is poised for a huge second half of the season. I was looking at a few things today. Jamar Smith has made just 7 career starts. Ryan Higgins, who had arguably one of the best single seasons in Tech history a year ago, as a freshman, he made 6 starts. And if we look back at what, you know, everyone thought Ryan Higgins was, he obviously wasn't, but Ryan Higgins, 6 starts versus Jamar, 7 starts. He was way further along. It's not a knock against Ryan Higgins, but I just think you're poised to see Jamar Smith have a monster second half of the season, which will propel Tech to, you know, maybe a 5-1, 6-0 finish.
Right, I hear what you're saying, but also Higgins, when he came back to have that unbelievable year, he had some weapons.
Oh, he did. 2 of the best in the country.
Right, and I'm going to go ahead and say we don't have those right now, and if we do, they just haven't quite emerged or they're hurt. So I don't know. I hope you're right. I hope Jamar just comes out and just, you know, is in the Heisman running after the second half of the season. That would be unbelievable.
Let's hear your prediction for Saturday night inside Joe Ice Stadium.
I hate to even go with such a clean score as 17-14. So I'll say 19-17. Well, that was the score in Southern Miss a few
during
years
the hurricane.
Ago. All right. I don't know how it's going to happen. 16-13. Tech pulls it out.
That'd be a barn burner.
I'm telling you.
Tabor, your predictions for Saturday night.
I'm going to say 27-23 Tech.
Oh, 2 Tech victories. We got 16-13.
Tapes.
By Bet, Tapes 27-23. You know what?
Give us 3, Ben.
If you thought that UAB was tight, if you thought that South Carolina was tight, if you thought Western Kentucky was tight, let's make it 4. Dogs 23, Golden Eagles 22. Jonathan Barnes wins another one, and every Tech fan loses another 5 years off their life. It's going to be a close one. It's going to be a defensive battle, and we're excited to see it. We'll be back next week. We'll recap Southern Miss. We'll preview Rice as Louisiana Tech travels to Rice. In the last weekend of October, we thank you for listening to Bleed Tech Blue Radio. For our producer, John Tabor, I'm your host, Ben Carlisle, joined by my co-host, Beck Haynes. You've been listening to Bleed Tech Blue Radio on Sports Talk 97.7.
Listen for Bleed Tech Blue Radio, brought to you by First National Bank, every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Go deep inside Tech football, basketball, and recruiting with your host, Ben Carlisle. Also brought to you by National Jewelry, Pierce Service Company, Brennan Dodge, Dairy Queen, Delta Broadband, Ideal Portable Building, Brister's Smokehouse, and Fairway Carts. Thanks for listening to Bleed Tech Blue Radio.
Injured in an accident? Call Creed and Creed in Monroe for local experienced representation. This is KNBB Dubok Ruston Monroe, 97.7.
Right, the type where you may throw up if you see it, where yes. Teammates and opponents put their hands on their heads and look away.
Well, they're putting it out all over. It's all over the place right now. If you look on Twitter and you want to look at the video, and if not, you just turn away.
Well, we always grew up with it, with these types of things. They weren't in the next day's newspaper, or these pictures of these things weren't in Sports Illustrated.